We've had lots of reports and analysis from the Republican convention this week. And just to conclude, actor and writer Annabelle Gurwitch will now perform a catty little piece she's written that she calls Campaign Diary.
Dear Diary, it was a big week. School started, my best friend Megan got her belly button pierced, and on Tuesday night, I watched the Republican convention show on TV because I heard the Bush twins were going to guest star, and I just love them. Everybody gives them a hard time, like Jenna sticking out her tongue at reporters. Well, she was probably just trying to see if she could touch her tongue to her nose. I do that all the time. Anyway, I watched Arnold Schwarzenegger while I waited. Wow, did he get old. Like, I guess he's still a movie star, not like Ben Affleck, who I saw on the Democrats TV series. But Arnold talked about terminating terrorism, and I thought, what if he could go forward in time and stop terrorist acts before they happen? Wouldn't that be radical? So I do hope they change that law so if you've made a lot of money in the last 20 years, you can run for president, because I'd vote for him. Then the twins came on. I loved their hair. I loved their clothes. I love that they said they didn't know who that guy Dick Cheney was, because I've been wondering the same thing too lately. And he looked so mad. That was funny. They are so grounded. And then they said they needed jobs, just being out of school and all. And I love that, because I need a job too. Maybe we could all get jobs pulling espresso at Starbucks, because you really learn how to make a strong cup of coffee after you've been out all night at an Outkast concert. Then their mom came on, and she said she was proud of them. And she talked about Medicare. Yuck, I'm never getting that old. But that family of guys she talked about serving in Iraq, they sounded hot. I want to give them my email address. Maybe they can IM me from Fallujah. So, then I watched the show on Wednesday. But it was just some old guys. But one guy talked about Paris making decisions for the country. Wow, she has her TV show, her own jewelry line, and now Paris Hilton's gonna advise the government. You go, girl. But no twins. On Thursday, more old guys. And then Jenna and Barb's dad came on, so finally they could show the twins. Barbara had the prettiest baby blue dress on, and I thought he was great. He's so funny, like saying nuclear when he knows it's nuclear, just because he knows we all need a good laugh. But I sure hope Bush gets elected, because I'll miss seeing the twins on TV. But maybe they could get their ranch house monsterized, or Jen and Barb could help Condi find a husband on, like, who'll marry my national security advisor? Well, I have to sign off now because Extreme Makeover is on, but I might keep following the campaign, especially if Bush's nephew is on again, because he's a hottie. Like so, Mark Anthony. So, till tomorrow, Diary. Mrs. Annabelle Gurwitch Bush. Mrs. George P. Bush. Mr. and Mrs. George P. and Annabelle Gurwitch Bush.
Annabelle Gurwitch, late of the long-running TBS series Dinner in a Movie.